God, what time is it? It's a school night and it's almost midnight, shit. My regeneration is still healing me from that battle with Commander Krull's evil henchmen. I think I'm almost over getting it in the head with a crowbar, but I can barely fly straight. I think this is my home. Yeah, that's the shed at the back. So my room's the second window on the left? Yeah, okay. Now I have to just slip inside without waking Mum, Dad, or my little brother. Okay, the window's open. Now just to get inside. Why could one of my powers have been night vision? Oh, I can't see a damn thing. Not that I need to, I guess. I really need to get some sleep. Oh, I have a math test in the morning. Oh. Although maybe I should just try and get off real quick before I fall asleep. Oh. Fighting always gets me a little frisky. I'll just leave the costume on the floor right now. And my bra and panties. Oh, I'll put them away when it's morning. And there's some light. Yeah, the wig and the mask can come off later as well. Oh, now where's my nightgown? It should be over here somewhere. On the chair? Oh, where's the chair? Was someone moving around stuff in my room or what? What? What's this? This is a shirt. Oh, but it's not mine. I do recognize it though. This is the one I got for my brother for his birthday. What's it doing in my room? Shit. Third window on the left. Idiot. Fuck, this is his room. Oh god, where's my costume? Where have I put my underwear? At least I didn't take my mask off yet. Oh shit. I need to get out of here. Hello there, citizen. You're probably wondering why I, the superheroine, known as the Pink Protector, I'm doing in your bedroom at this hour, while I'm completely naked. That's an excellent question, and one that I have a completely logical answer to. If you just give me a minute. Yes, I guess that one explanation could be that I came here to have sex with you. But let's not jump to conclusions. There's plenty of other perfectly rational explanations for why I snuck into your room in the middle of the night. Took off all my clothes, and... Okay, I got nothing. Let's go with the sex thing. Except that I didn't realize you had a sister in the room next door, and we could wake her up with the sounds of our rhythmic lovemaking. So, we'll just have to take a rain check on the sex thing, and I can come back. She snuck out? Are you sure? No, you don't need to show me. I believe you, citizen. But maybe I should go looking for her. A 17-year-old girl out on her own at this time of night could not be a good thing. How did I know her age? Because I have totally been stalking you, and I know about you and all your family. It's all part of my being totally infatuated with you, which is why I was sneaking in here in the middle of the night and getting naked, right? But I really should leave and look for your sister for you, or there's probably some crime going on somewhere that I should be fighting. Oh, well, of course I look familiar? I'm famous. I'm on the news all the time, but you know that, citizen. I even see you have a poster of me on your wall. I knew you were a fan, which is why I sought you out tonight. But we've never, ever actually met before tonight. Any similarity I have to anyone at all that you know is purely coincidental. Oh, no, I'm not stalling at all, or edging towards the window. I am totally down to fuck tonight. That's the only logical reason I'm here in your room, right? There's no reason to suspect anything at all, or even think about other possibilities, or to keep looking too closely at my face right now. My tits are down here, mister. Okay, that's better, sort of. So I'll sit down on your bed next to you, because there's no reason I shouldn't, right? At least not one that I can come up with now, without seeming suspicious. Oh geez, you sleep in the nude. And you're hard. Did my body do that to you? Have you had a crush on me this entire time? I didn't say you could touch my breasts. But I don't really have a good reason to say why you shouldn't. And it buys me some time to think. Oh, whoa! Oh, don't suck on them. Oh, yeah, I mean, sure. Go ahead, I guess. Oh, you're making it hard for me to think. I need to think right now. Oh, gosh, not there. No, touch me there. Oh, that's my secret lair. How can I concentrate when you got your fingers all over it like that? You're surprisingly talented fingers. Wait, citizen. This is moving awfully fast. Sure, I came up here to have sex with you, but just give me another minute. Oh, I could push you off me so easily, and even that would be out of character for me right now. It's not like there's any extremely serious legal or moral reasons why we shouldn't have sex. I'm desperately trying to think what happens, so stop trying to put it into me for just a little bit longer. Wait. Oh, citizen. Oh, you didn't give me enough time to think. Oh, I can't believe you put it in me. Oh, we shouldn't be doing this. I'm a role model for tween and teenage girls all around the world. We shouldn't be having sex like this. And all with you. Oh, even if you are a total stranger that I've never met before, and that I just pick randomly for sex, which is turning out to be a little better than I expected. Oh, I guess it's too late to stop now, citizen. Not that I had any reason to stop you. Well, at least I wasn't able to come up with one in time, so I guess we'll have to just keep going. Just don't be so loud, okay? So that Mum... that your mom and dad want you. Oh, no, don't touch my head. No, and don't you dare touch my mask. I have to keep my identity secret even from you, okay? Especially from you. You can never know who I am. Even though you would totally know who I am in real life anyway. So you'll just have to content yourself with touching my breasts. Oh, my legs. Oh, and having sex with me. Oh, why does this have to feel so good? Oh, I shouldn't be enjoying this. This isn't... Oh my god, I hang my whole fuck. I mean, this is incidentally... Oh, good sex. I mean, this is incessantly... Good sex. Oh, you must think I'm a super slut for enjoying this so much. Oh, I'm so glad my arch nemesis, Commander Cole, can't see me like this. Moving my body in such wicked, lustful ways. Oh, and I'm about to come so hard. Oh, God. Oh. I'd have brought the house down around us. Okay, citizen. I really need to be going now. Oh, that was fun and all. But it can never, ever happen again. Ever. Just let me get dressed quickly, and very self-consciously, and I'll just fly back out your window. Wait, where did my glove go? I think it went under your. This is Commander Craw's mask. What is it doing here? And the rest of his costume, too. Wait. That means you're Commander Craw. Oh my god. Oh my god, I just slept with Commander Craw. I can't believe I just fucked Commander Craw. Let alone that he's my very own brother. Oh my god. Oops. But wait. You don't look so surprised. You knew who I was all along. And you still fucked me. You fiend, that's it. I'm putting you under arrest once and for all. I'll fly you to the police right now. Well, after we both get dressed. Except that you would reveal my secret identity, wouldn't you? You might even tell people we slept together. Oh. Either way, I'd be ruined as a superhero. They don't give medals to girls who boink their brothers. Especially when he's a supervillain. I'm gonna be ruined as a civilian, too. Any chance to continue fighting crime or having a personal life would be over forever. Oh, so I guess I have to let you go. But if you reveal my true identity or tell anyone about what happened here today, well, that's bad for you too. So I guess we'll just go back to our old status quo, commit crimes, I stop them, you get away again and again. Oh, it's worked in the past, I guess. Well, I'll just get dressed and fly to my room then, I guess. Well, I'll just get dressed and fly to my room then. We'll just pretend tonight ever happened, okay? What? No, I'm not gonna keep sleeping with you. I only did it this one time because you tricked me into it. I thought I had to do it to explain why I was naked in your room. You wouldn't tell anyone. I won't be the only one ruined. You will be too. You wouldn't just do that for sex, would you? Sex with your own sister? You're evil and twisted and possibly telling me the truth. I can't take the chance that you're not bluffing. Okay, I guess I'll have to keep on sleeping with you. Apparently, I'm my brother's slut now. Well, I already have one secret life. I guess another one won't kill me.